just to see their hair, you know, like I have here with me, and that's all, that's where they end.
Okay.
You get.
No worry, we'll start now.
You get.
Okay.
Never made that name. You get.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I'm going to go to you.
I'm busy.
Let's just go.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Take two.
Good evening, everyone. It's still your girl, T-W-H-Y-T-Y. And I am live here at Declare Studio. I'm sure that name, you're like, what is Declare? You know, declare ye and shall come to pass. Yes,
yeah.
That's the studio that I have right now. And I'm here with someone very, very special in the music industry, the gospel music industry. I'm here with Mr. Sage.
Yeah, right.
Sage and the TW crew in the building. It's an honor to have you guys here. Can you say good evening to Triumphant Radio?
Hello, Tia. This is Sage, and I'll have you meet the Team Sage TWP guys here. We're saying a whole lot to you guys, man.
Hello, you're welcome, Mr. Sage and TWP. So, Sage, can we officially meet you? Like, what Sage?
Okay.
Can you spell it at first? Because I don't know.
Okay, I think it's S-A-G-E.
Okay. Because some people will start calling you Sage.
At some point, some person said Sage.
You see? So people will know that you're Sage.
It means like two programmers. Somebody just said, let's welcome on stage Sage.
Wow.
And I was like, I couldn't stand. I said, okay, that's not Sage. It's Sage they call us.
So Sage, what's the meaning of Sage?
Sage, at some point in my life, I discovered that my native name couldn't work with the industry. Then I was trying to figure out, okay, what should be the best name I should use? At least that would funky, be trendy, at the same time, would function in the gospel industry.
Mm.
And so at some point, so I had to pick all my names together, okay, which one works. At some point, I was born on a Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, before I came to life, my parents would be even called Yah Biodron or something. So the name Biodron, I have a name called Biodron. I have a name called Bingard, and I have my Christian name, Emmanuel. So at some point, so I picked the names, the initials. So I said, okay, S-A-G-E. At some point, I spelled Dare, I spelled Dredge. I said, okay. But at some point, Sage made a lot of sense to me because in some part of my life, this is part of the ministry where I have, which is about the teaching of God's word.
Mm.
I have this thing within me, a spirit of discernment and an ability to talk to young minds. So at some point, I discovered that Sage works well with that part of me. At the same time, would look fresh, would look new, would look trendy. People can relate with it in the industry, and would look gym, you know. So just stick to okay. Let's stop there, Sage.
Okay, Sage. Okay.
Yeah.
The TW crew. What's behind the TW crew?
Funny enough, it used to be called TW crew or True Worship crew.
True Worship.
True Worship. So, but at we named it while we were in school. But after we left school, I discovered that there were a variant of True Worship crews around Lagos, Wole Emmanuel and True Worship crew and the rest of it. And like, no, I can't continue this lane. So we had to sit down, went to CSC and discovered that some of these things couldn't work. So we had to settle with TW and the crew.
Just the acronym.
Just the acronym.
Okay. So like, how many people do you have in this crew?
As we speak, so today, this present time, about nine of us.
Can you
like four musicians?
Names?
Okay, we have T-Strings, who is the bassist, the band manager. We have J-Jazz, who is the band leader.
J-Jazz.
Yeah, we have Sam, who's the main drummer, and we have Deji, second drummer.
Okay.
We also have the singers. We have Mary,
Lara,
Evelyn, and then Oluchi, then also Mavi. So making it nine of us.
Yeah, great. I wish I could have two drummers, you know, from the same crew. That's very, very wonderful, Mr. Sage.
Yeah.
And to my next question, before we ask about what you're wearing, the devil,
he's a liar.
Let's just tip a little about your background. You know, you said something about school.
Yeah.
Right now, so like CW crew was, you got it from, you guys started from school. So
yeah.
Let's just hear everything about your background.
Okay, let's make it short so you don't have to see the whole story. Of course, you hear everybody say, okay, well, I was young, I was in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Same story.
Same story. Oh,
same story.
Great.
So, my mom and dad were pastors. At some point, my dad was a politician. So, but I had a very strong relationship with God while I was young. The only thing I knew best in my life at some point was praise and worship. At times I would go to the altar with my school uniform. I wouldn't really drop it. I would go on stage and take praise and worship, because at some point I felt, why should I go home and change when the time for praise and worship will soon be over? And I'm not able to take it, so I would just climb on stage. So there was this burning passion when I was young. Afterwards, I went to school. I went to Labison Bank University.
Okay.
And at some point, I was more engaged with God too. So, all my life in school, I studied fine and applied arts.
Okay.
Textile major.
Textile
major. Okay. Clothing and textile. I could draw, I could paint, I could do a lot of stuff. Mm. You know, so I was more engaged in the choir system on campus.
Okay.
The IGCF, the Joint Campus Fellowship.
Yeah.
I attended at the Council of Fellowship though.
Really?
And I was like the music director, almost two tenors.
Wow.
You know, so
KSF, yes. That's what they call it.
KSF.
Wow. Okay.
So it has been like that. So when we left, about the time where we're to leave school,
okay,
I called a few of my friends, guys, this thing we do on campus, can we go out there in Lagos and cook a worship thing?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point it was just passion, it was just desires that we want to worship God. So we did the first concert. It was about, in fact, I actually checked the flyer, because I pasted the flyer in the wardrobe of my room. And I made a landmark that my kids will see this. You know, it was about 2011 or 10, thereabout, November.
Mm.
And at that point, it was just a mere show.
Mm.
It was just a mere show. So afterwards, six months down the lane, I was, Lord, I don't have a job, I don't have all these things.
Mm-hmm.
My friends are doing fine. To cut the story short, at some point it became a vision, became an assignment. I must be involved, I must get going on. And we've been there up and down, yeah, different members before now. And to God be the glory, God has kept faith alive. God has helped me with hope. I've kept my hope alive. I've had series of people or groups out there encouraging me to move on, that if this one could do it, of course, I could do it. But at some point, the vision became clearer, it was more detailed. And here we are, we have Sid and TW Crew about to do their stuff.
So how long have you guys, you and TW Crew, how long have you guys been doing this?
I think if I may count, 5 years or more.
5 years?
5 years.
Wow.
It was 2010 or 2011, I'm not sure.
Wow. So what's your biggest regret? I mean, since you started, I mean, you said something about starting OU. I'm sure some guys would have left.
Plus,
and some that started are still here.
Still here.
And some might still go. So
yes,
I mean,
yeah.
How far? What are your biggest regrets?
I think so far, the 5 year period, I think the biggest regret I have was not staying with God. In the sense that at some point where the passion became a calling, I was supposed to be answerable to God.
Yeah, sure.
In terms of people, the ministry, the way the industry is all about, money and all this stuff. And even the singles, the releases, and some of these things that is around music industry, or the group. At some point, we were just doing it our own way. Initiative from friends, colleagues, let's try this, let's try that. We forgot that God is the caller, is the one who gives the mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So it cost me 2 years of breakdown, 2 years of being silent, 2 years of... let me use the word, being in the wilderness, learning from God, learning of God, and how things should be. And to God be the glory, I was able to ask God some serious questions. I didn't want to hear some of those questions, man. Serious questions. And then here we are, we're back on our feet, and by the grace, we'll be on our feet.
Oh, okay. So I hope people that are listening are learning from that. Don't get to the point to when you become Israelite. But you now decide to say, okay,
to
I want to make it again. So now back to the main purpose.
Yeah.
The devil is the liar.
The devil is a liar. Yeah.
I mean, it's the devil's single right now,
yeah.
And it's what is hot right now, what is on your hair right
yeah,
now,
people,
what everybody wants to listen
liar.
To, what everybody wants to know. Oh, this is what Sage and TWP is all about. The devil is a liar. Can you just tell us a little about this?
The truth of the matter is, the Bible calls the devil is the father of all liars.
Yeah.
Yes, something like that. Yeah, father of all liars. At some point, let me share this. At Sage and TW, we don't write songs.
Wow, that's a secret.
We don't write songs. We actually wait on the Lord for God to teach us a song. So at some point, God taught me a song and says, you are yesterday, today, and forever. So I said, Holy Spirit, take me through this journey. So I was in the studio, I was just realizing I was trying to come up with inspiration. at the end of the day, it came up to a point where we now say the devil is a liar. Now, what we're trying to say in this song is this. If nothing is going well, the truth be told, there's only one enemy. There's only one common enemy that we all have. It might, to some person, it might be money. To some persons, it might be health. But you see, behind the money, behind the health, behind the ignorance of people, is the devil. Because even the Bible says that our people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. Lack of knowledge. So there's always the devil centered around people's ignorances, people's mishaps, if we say. So in this song, we're never able to capture the whole thing. Because we're supposed to talk about how we're supposed to live a life of faith. But our faith is that this song should birth faith in people's life.
Mm-hmm.
And what faith? Faith is that no matter how much devil has tricked, no matter how much devil has stolen, because the Bible says the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And no matter how all those things, there's still mercy available for anybody who is willing to take up the cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we say, if you look at the lyrics of the song, it says, Lord, you are wonderful. Mm-hmm. God, you are powerful. God, you are glorious.
Okay.
So we're able to dwell more on the glorious nature of God, the powerful nature of God, no matter what the devil has done.
Wow.
And
like,
also, we're trying to tell the devil, shame on you.
Just like Job did, right?
Yeah, shame
so
on
this
you.
Is like the second generation of Job.
Yeah.
Sage and CW.
Yeah, so.
Okay, now, you guys have the song,
yeah.
The Devil is Alive. Do you have any other songs that you guys have done or you're about to do?
Funny enough, we had a song before now. And I'm sure myself and the vice president, T-Strings, we were talking and we're like, what people will say we are in the devil, Sha. Because before this one, we had a song called Ishudrasi Gota. And it was just about putting the devil under our feet, you know.
Mm.
So we're thinking, okay, let's bring out this song as a second release. But to answer the question directly, we have about 6 or 7 songs
already
about to come up
but
in the next
release.
2 months. Yeah, to release in the next 2-3 months.
Okay.
It is in the world about
so
it.
Next 2-3 months, everybody, watch out for them.
Yes, so watch out.
Watch out. So Sage, who or what are your greatest influences? I mean, role models, mentors.
Wow, this is
spiritual leaders.
Okay, let's talk about spiritual leaders.
Okay.
My biggest or influence when it comes to spiritual leaders, I have a lot of names, but the biggest on the list is the Bishop David Igbo.
Okay.
It's been so amazing.
Wow.
I think when I was giving faith to Banako, and
okay.
I take my time to study and learn of a man, because I think why if one man could do such a thing, then there must be God behind it.
Sure.
So and his message has birthed a lot of life, a lot of faith in me, and that is really working for us. You hear him say, "You didn't borrow a dime from anybody." Blah 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 blah. Stage, you know, such words motivate and encourage faith in me. So it's my biggest. Of all, followed by our grandpa, you know, Pastor David Adegbe. So that's on the spiritual side. We have Pastor Akinyaki Pebu, we have Oludare Akinlaja, we have Babami Mighty, we have Astayo Jeje, a whole lot of them, Mike Olas, and my mom, my mom's a prophetess anyway.
Okay.
So that's on the spiritual fathers.
Okay.
You know, as per role models, biggest influences in the industry. At first, my core mentor is Mike Olas.
Mike Olas.
People call him PM or Pastor Mike. You know?
Yeah.
But so far, so good. Lately this year, God brought me a super mentor, a life coach, and somebody I would always be thankful to. And
okay.
I'm sure you all know her. She's, we call her the queen of iLife.
Wow.
As a Bitayo JJ.
Oh, you know, Bitayo JJ.
Love me too much.
The queen of iLife. Wow.
Why you love me? You know the song?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I've heard it before.
I think she featured a Obasanjo in the video.
Wow.
So she's been so much a big influence in my life, and from there I was able to meet the likes of Lalu Benjo, the likes of Tope Alabi, the likes of Ifinetan, and these people. I've worked with her for a year and I'm still working with her.
Wait, don't Ifinetan?
No, the Bitayo JJ.
Okay.
Bitayo JJ, officially I'm a PM. So it's been a wonderful. She made a whole lot of impact into my life.
Mm.
And I can say I've learned a whole lot, and I'm still learning.
Mm. Great. Okay. So those are the role models. I'm sure you can tap from that anywhere
yeah.
you're listening. And then social media.
Mm.
How has Sage and TWPO have you guys traveled so far on social media? I mean, how can your friends or people that want to be your friends, how can they reach you?
Trace. Okay, yeah. It's simple. It's face. It's Sage and TWP on social media. Just type Sage and TWP.
Sage hand. What's the hand? Is it A-N-D?
A-N-D or the symbol.
Okay.
Any of the two.
And TWP.
We will get it to our fan page. That's where you can get it on Twitter, Sage and TWP. Instagram, Sage and TWP. YouTube, Sage and TWP. Just go on.
Facebook, Sage and TWP. BBM,
Sage and TWP. What's up? Sage and TWP.
Okay, so that's it. Music.
Yeah.
Okay, it's business. Hope you know. Fine, yeah. It's the gospel world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's business.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus was mindful of his father's business.
Yeah.
Which is what you are doing.
Right now.
Okay, so how can, if I'm your friend, for instance, and I want to give you a call, like, oh, I want you to come and minister at this event, at this program, you know, so how can we reach you? Is there a number or?
Yeah, there is a number. You can reach us to, we have 080-244-8110.
Okay, can you come again?
080-244-8110.
Okay, so that's it. Okay.
So it's 080-244-0080,
not 0.
Okay, 0-8-0-2-4-4-8-1-1-0.
Okay, so that's it. Your last words, Mr. Sage. Okay, before I go to your last word, oh my God, I mustn't forget that question. Is a single searching or hooked up? Excuse me, let me see the second hand. Where is it? Oh my God! Why did I ask the question?
No,
I don't care. You have to say it. It does not mean guys are always carrying that about. You just care of women.
At some point, I was asking myself this question. Most of my spiritual says that until you're 30, your ministry never have a recognition, and you were like pointing out when David was 30, this guy was 30, Jesus was.
So Jesus was 30.
So I was like, okay, I'm waiting for that 30. You know? So I just looked 30, I think last year, this year anyway.
Wow.
And by his grace, I'm married.
Wow, he's married.
Married to a singer.
Wow.
Married to
a pro
backup, you know.
Backup family.
By his grace, no one knows what we're doing. I have a son.
Great.
His name is Finn. So I'm hoping very soon we'll have Finn and. God knows.
And another backup singer.
Another backup singer.
And it's gonna go like that. Okay, so everybody, you hear it. No road, though, please. It's locked.
Road, no deal.
No road at all. And even the person is backup singer, so even if you try it, she knows how to book you guys down. So, Sage, your last words.
I think what I would say to people or our listeners is this: be in the gospel industry, the secular industry, professional industry, the corporate industry, as long as we're God's children, God's people, let's try and find out what we're called to do. Let's make sure we find true calling, not just I saw in a dream or my prophet told me I'm supposed to begin carpentry. There's only one father, his name is Jesus.
Sure.
Let us just all go to him and ask him the same question. Father, why did you make me? Because at some point I asked the question. I could do so many things. I could do painting, of course, I'm an art student, draw, I could sculpt, I could melt, I could wet, I ended up textile, so clothing and textile is my major. So at some point, I say, God, out of all the things I could play the piano, I could play the sax, a little bit of piano and drums, a whole lot. What else? Computer engineering at the pro level, IT, trust me, you don't want to know. Mechanical engineering, you don't want to know. Electrical engineering, you don't want to know. Sound engineering, you don't want to know.
Everything.
So at some point, I told myself, I mean, even if they go like this, or, you know. So I said, God, just please show me one major thing I should do. I know a fish will swim better in the waters. I will not do better on land. I might be able to do other things, but show me where I can do better, where I can fulfill my destiny. And he told me, guy, I called you to let the world glorify me and sing on my praise. And I said, oh, music. And at that point, let me remind you, or the audience, I was about going for MBA. Trust me, I'm an MBA fan. MBA, forget, wow. Michael Kahn, forget, CEO, Google, all these things.
Wow.
You know, so I ended up, here I am, in God's calling. And I think I'm enjoying it better. I will have regrets, sir.
And you will enjoy it more better.
And I will enjoy more better.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that's Sage for you. Live here at the Declare Studio together with the TW crew, and I have T-Strings backstage, and I have the main man backstage, Mr. Hebe, the one behind Triumphant Radio.
Man, people ask the man knows. His name is Hebe. Look for him.
Yes, look for him. There's always the man behind the camera, you know. And then we're running up. And I'm really gonna be missing him right here. It was nice having you here live at your studio. It's really an honor, and I've really learned a lot today, and I'm sure people that are listening have learned a lot today. So people, please go online, search for Sage and TWQ, listen to the song just released on the 23rd of June 2016, The Devil He's a Liar. Yes. So God bless you as you listen. It's still your girl, TTWHWHY, and I'm saying peace out. I love you.
Peace
out,
people.
Oh, yeah, the beginning.